Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Yak.
It's the yak. It's the day that contracts are up for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And why don't we flip the camera angle to the center?
Yikes.
Big Cat was let go.
It was a cost-cutting move. It's akin to when a franchise gets rid of their highest-paid player kind of make room. It just didn't make sense anymore.
Long time coming, if you ask
Goose
me.
Wasn't worth the squeeze. Yeah.
Barcel's doing a rebuild.
Yeah, we're in a rebuild. Yeah. What you said.
We're tanking, yeah. We're tanking a little bit. So it was good memory. Should we play the montage?
Yeah.
I will remember you.
Just fiscally made sense. Yeah. There are no hard feelings.
They're giving Sass's money.
It's a business. How? It's a business.
A pay cut today? Is pay cut day?
Sass is taking a haircut. Just voluntary, though, just because you see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the soldier that's arguing back, wind up getting ending up on the wrong side of a firing squad.
Welcome back, Kyle.
I forgot you guys clown like this. Good start. Yeah.
Good ass start.
What I miss?
How are you feeling?
Good. I was
fine.
Kind of bad for one day.
You had COVID. You
biggest
your
mistake was actually testing.
Did you lose your taste?
No.
Explain the fit.
he forgot you clown like. No, you look good. You look comfortable.
You look so comfy.
You look really
you look comfy and healthy, man. That's all that matters.
Colors coming back your face.
Like this. Like
Brandon, how was the game?
It was great. It was one of the better nights of my life.
DJ, can you pull up the photo?
Of what?
You at the game. Sorry, I sprung that on you, TJ. I know you didn't.
Yeah, we had a good time. Jinx, you met him before.
You brought me because you were a little nervous to meet him.
I was a little nervous. I didn't know if he was going to, throw a bag over my head. And
what do you mean you brought him?
We went and met him at the Triple Crown across the street, and there we are at the game.
One question.
Yeah.
Not even a question. It's an observation. You're wearing the same exact fit from yesterday, Mr. Gay Sex.
Let us smell your dick. Let us smell your dick.
Can we pull up the episode from yesterday?
We had a big night.
Stephen Che would know what his dick smells like.
Did you go home last night?
Save the smell your dick thing.
We had a long night.
All right, put a pin in that.
We had a good time. We
did you go home?
No. I mean, I had a bed, but we went to the game. We enjoyed each other. It was fantastic.
We really don't show you a lot on this program. All right.
Uh huh.
Okay, so what's going on here, bro? Is it the same socks? Because that's foul.
So if the same socks mean you got fucked.
I keep an extra pair of socks in my desk. Jinx is a cool guy, man. He's just a cool dude. You guys all like him. You're all gonna love him. He's a cool guy.
I ain't going, man.
Yeah, I believe that he's cool, but I can't think of an event where I would be willing to go
with a stranger,
with a random man.
You wouldn't sit courtside of the Lakers?
Well, he's not random man.
That's an event I would do.
Stephen Che vetted him, and we had a good time.
Chicken Fry new hair alert, just saying. Blonde,
whoa, she
pink
went
hair,
pink.
Pink hair alert, Chicken Fry new hair alert. God, she's hiding.
And cash that for Nikki.
You can kind of see the hair. I want Frank to come tell her something honest about it. Nope, they went the other way. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with Kyle. I don't know if there's disrespect.
Y'all aren't going to go on a date?
God, no.
I think the road ended. I think the road ended with you.
I wouldn't go. Right. I got offered.
I don't think
to go
it should have ended.
Game yesterday with people I know, and I said no.
Well, that's just dumb. Why did
no,
you?
No,
I
had no interest.
Why?
Hey, I don't want to go to a big event on a Tuesday night.
He said that he had a lot going on this weekend. He had to rest up.
I did.
That was his reasoning.
You had
a big weekend ahead of me.
That you couldn't go to a game for 2 hours on a Tuesday.
Sacrificing days off like that.
What do you mean days off?
Nice day of rest.
Nice day of rest.
It's Sabbath.
It's a night of rest is what it is.
What were you doing at 8 o'clock last night?
With you at 8 o'clock last night.
No, you weren't.
I was like, with you at the 7.
You went to Triple Chilling. Crown? You went to Triple Crown?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had all the boys over there.
I was there, too.
We had a good time. He was there.
We actually didn't expect to see you guys there.
I know. It was awkward.
It was a little awkward at first.
I snuck out with him.
Yeah. We broke the tension.
We were talking shit about Tommy. Just about him physically.
I can't
about how he acts.
You know, he used to have really sculpted shoulders, though. Like, I touched his shoulders maybe 18 months ago, and I felt like I was touching a fucking granite. It was fucking defined, hard rock. You would have appreciated it.
I almost got thrown out.
Of the game?
Of the game, yeah. And it's the damnedest fucking thing, because we were saying LeBron, we were perpendicular to the bench, and we were about 10 feet away from LeBron, and when he sat on the bench, we were talking to him, and I were literally saying nice things to him, and security came over and said, if you do that again, you're out of here. I told him, I said, LeBron, my kid loves Space Jam 2.
That's tongue-in-cheek.
Security came over and said, if you say that again, you're out.
That movie sucked, and he knows it.
So he was mad that I was being dishonest.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that you kind of could have gotten away with anything.
You could have, like, weaseled out of it by saying, I meant Space Jam T-O-O, like, we both liked the first Space Jam.
Yeah.
Enough to emulate it.
Maybe I should have. It was a fun night. And I appreciate Jinx, and he's great, and he's awesome.
Jinx is a nice guy.
He's a great human being.
Did you bring the cavalry in case he asked you the kidnapping question?
What?
The kidnapping.
I understand, but what do you mean the cavalry?
Brandon brought me as a conversation buffer.
Oh, all the boys to the yeah. He said I'm across the street at the bar, and I said I'm gonna go meet him. Nick, come with me just in case.
So yeah, you didn't ask me. You kidnapped me.
You're correct. Yes, I grabbed him by the nape of the neck, and I carried him across like a
your
cat
mouth.
Carrying a kitten.
Yeah,
your teeth.
But
if he had kidnapped Nick, that would have proven this whole premise. It would have ruined it.
He's a cool guy. He's
a cool guy.
He likes Barstool, and he likes us, and he just wants, you know, he's a cool guy.
I will say there was a full table gap in between the fellas and Brandon and Jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were on a date.
He was finger blasting you under the table.
Toe fucking you.
Pat Bev.
What did he say to you?
He was cool.
Who was he autographing?
There was a kid beside me who was just getting every player. And he came over to autograph, and I didn't know what to say, so I just tried to throw you under the bus.
It was funny. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. What
did you say?
I said,
Hey, Pat, I love your podcast.
Thanks,
brother. You didn't get rid of Roan, though. What do you say,
Yeah. Quick
said, Pat, I love your podcast. You got to get rid of Roan, though.
Yeah.
He said, No.
Yeah, we had a good night.
That sounds dope.
You text me at
3 a.m.
3 a.m. said, best night of my life.
Wait, did you stay? You really stay in the city?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would I go home? I had to be here back here at 10 o'clock. Why would I just chill here?
See your loving wife, who probably missed
well,
you.
Well, she was at home, though. She was all the way out there.
By 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Last night wasn't really a wife night, you know? It wasn't really a kid's night. Sometimes you got to have those.
Too much.
Whoa.
What'd you do after the game? Because the game ended at 10
o'clock.
Salute,
brother. Good to see you, man. Good to see you guys.
Who is that?
It's a tall guy.
He looks really famous.
Actor or some shit.
He does, but uh-oh, there he goes.
Eddie Hearn.
Extraordinarily famous.
Oh, that's Eddie Hearn. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's Eddie Hearn.
He does Showtime boxing, and he's also like the mind behind darts.
No kidding.
Correct.
He's like bringing darts to the United States, which June 3rd.
MSG. I got invited to the darts.
Yeah, we got Greer. Greer bought 120 tickets.
He had tickets to offload of me, and you were getting invited.
We're going to have to buy more. They're all gone already.
Nick, this is your best outfit of the year.
It's going to get better later. Me and KB are having a fit off on anus today.
That's what it is, then. Mm-hmm. What, you got it underneath your shit? You're about to pull it off like warm-ups?
This is fine, dude.
But not for a fit off. I've seen you go hard.
Yeah, we'll see.
Is that a Montclair hat?
Who knows, man?
Is it real or is it Chinatown Montclair?
It is very much Chinatown.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
It was $19, Adam. That was a real smack in the face.
You must be keeping those guys in business.
How much would that hat be if it were?
$355.
Fuck.
But I bought this because I was wearing Carhartt pants and a Carhartt beanie. And Maresh said, nice outfit. So I got rid of the Carhartt hat and bought this.
You weren't going for a nice outfit?
I wasn't trying to be all matchy-matchy.
Was it the like Canal Street or like a storefront in Chinatown?
It was Canal Street proper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that it's fun going out there. We should have a show out on Canal Street, or like we should all go out on Canal Street with a Hunji and see what we can bring back. See who's the best haggler.
I'd love to do that.
Oh, that's on my wheel, I think.
Yeah?
$100 speed run.
Marvin Hagler? Can we do it on fucking Canal Street, or is it $100
speed? Yeah, we can do it there, yeah.
$100 on Canal Street would be great. You get a lot of Louis V little coin purses.
Yeah, you can run it up, but they'll also try and bang you for like 140 for some shit that you need to haggle down.
Not me. They know. They know my demeanor. I'm every time I walk to my
the West Africans cower when it comes by.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm a real dickhead to those guys. I don't treat them well. No, I'm just like, all right, I'll just go get it down here for that price I wanted.
Yeah.
No, my brother, come back. I'm not your brother, and I never will be. Give me the foam runners for free.
See the stitching? These look fake. Damn. That would be so dope. The key is you've got to talk to a bunch of them who have the same shit. Find all the prices that they're talking about, and you always got to be like, oh, down here they're talking about 50% off. Bro, yeah. You are yawning, Brandon. You got fucked.
I'm tired, man. It was a good whatever, man. Y'all talking about West Africans. It's awesome.
We got to get a black light in here, stat.
Yeah.
Them jeans. Going to look like it.
Going to have like the Kool-Aid upper party. Lip of just under black light.
But if y'all don't go on a date, he's going to be mad at me.
Why?
So y'all got to go.
Why?
It's fine.
Why would he be mad at you?
What's that?
Nothing.
Mad at him. He's a cool guy.
Hey, he's a cool guy. I would go.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'd like to hear. Che, you think he likes me more than you?
Probably. I mean, you're a bigger
guy.
Personality.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he just likes us based on follower count?
So, Ron would be his favorite in the room? Oh, no, you would be his favorite.
Well, were you on your phone a lot last night?
No.
Oh, because that was a critique of me.
Let's get him on the line.
I would assume he likes Che the most if Che was the first one to go.
I think Che may have been the easiest prey.
Bait, most accessible, yeah. He's our bait.
Yeah. And switch to Brandon. And now maybe, who
knows?
That
said he's up next.
Wait, is it a lot better to be on the floor?
Yeah. Yes. It changes everything.
You can hear the comments when players talk shit.
Yeah. It's hard to go back to normal good seats after you've done that.
And you got a LeBron triple-double.
Got a triple-double last night.
Doesn't he always get a triple-double, though?
Hey, he pretty much almost averages one.
First of the season, though.
But a Lakers
that was his first of the season, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No Pepe playing.
No, but he was – I've never seen a player who wasn't in the game talking more shit than that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
He was walking across the court talking shit to fans.
Was he suspended?
He was – I don't know why he wasn't
injured.
Playing. Injured? Yeah. Talking the most shit I've ever seen. Talking shit to the first row, the third row. He was all over the place.
Yeah, he goes hard.
He got out a T-shirt cannon, wrote "fuck you" on it. Got the upper decks.
He was like shooting people
right
from point blank range with the T-shirt cannon, ripped a hole in the dude's chest. Eddie, bro, Eddie's looking youthful, bro. I thought he was a goddamn Hemsworth the way he walked in.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie. Good to see you, brother.
He kind of looks like a cooler version of Biz.
And he's British as hell.
Really?
No way. Oh, yeah. He's stomping Brit Biz.
Very, very cool. Very cool, dude. Infuriatingly cool.
I wish I had that.
Did,
aura to myself.
Did Hemsworth.
You got to let me style you, bro.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Going to Chinatown.
We're going to Chinatown.
Because Chinatown is close to all the expensive shit, but you don't need to go over there. Do they have full clothing? Do they have full outfits?
Yeah.
Or is it just the...
No, they have pants, tops.
Bags, hats, wallets.
Jackets.
Underwear? Socks?
I don't know about... Oh, they do have undies. I don't know about socks.
Belts for sure.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's Kate coming in with? Oh, no. She got... Oh, my God.
She made root beer floats.
Oh, hell yeah. Brandon. Oh, my God. Oh,
root beer floats.
That's the...
No, some of them are pink,
too
Kate.
Pink.
I'm doing content Kim on your asses.
Ooh.
Find a pong ball and make it like the arcade game where whichever one we get it in is the one you get.
Yes.
There's probably one in the PMT room.
Yeah, in the PMT on the lottery machine.
Oh, the old stadium. Oh, yeah,
the
lottery.
Hell yes. This
those are little
dope.
Holes, though.
That's a lot of little holes. Ripophobia.
What do you think the pink is?
I don't know.
Do you think she had the foresight to get straws?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, she brought in a big bag of straws.
Oh, okay.
Straws,
they're fun straws. Oh, they're fun. Penis? Are they penis straws?
Are they?
Ain't no way they're dick.
They're not dick straws.
Oh, they're just crazy. Penis.
Oh, they're just crazy. For her, she's gonna be a fun mom.
She
already is a mom, and she.
I'm saying, like,
can't be fun when your kid's an infant.
Yeah, exactly. That kid can't experience the fun. The kid has no idea whether she's fun or not.
Like, you can't tussle with your pooch yet, can you?
Oh, I fucking brawl with this bitch.
Yeah.
Like closed fist.
Beat the shit out of her.
No, you're winning. One day though, she'll get you.
Oh no, she already is ripping me out, dude. She's made me bleed my own blood more than I've made her bleed.
And yet you still just don't send pics to the Yak group. That's cool.
I sent one yesterday and no one reacted. Kate was like, "Your dog's cute." After the
we
show,
we were on the show.
Whatever, we could have put it on the fucking Jumbotron. Fucking had the crowd go wild.
It's a 52-inch TV.
Tommy Smokes was on the Jumbotron last night. I saw.
Yeah,
52 inches.
Maybe 55?
Be 53.
They don't
sell them in 53.
They don't really sell them in 52 or 53.
52, 55, that's standard?
I don't think 52 is. 55 is.
What do you think that one is?
56.
That's 32.
It's 32?
No, 27.
I got a 32 at home.
Yikes.
Ooh, yeah.
Everything all right,
TV
bro?
Game.
You need
it's good.
Cash?
You want to play video games on a smaller TV.
Oh, you don't?
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because it's way, because it's, way yeah, it moves faster.
You need it on your vision.
Delay.
Is that right?
32 is super big, though.
32 is super.
32 is too big for video games?
You do play on a computer monitor then?
Yeah, 24.
Wait, no, is that 32?
That's probably 27.
I like to live my video game. I like to be all up in here. But I only play sports games.
So you suck at it, bro.
I only play sports games.
You're not competitive.
I sit probably 12 inches away from the monitor.
That's weird.
Yeah, they don't get those PSAs anymore that you're going to go cross-eyed. I feel like mummies don't say that anymore.
We're throwing balls into the glasses?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
From where we sit, or we have to get closer? Because it feels like...
I think it's where we sit.
Yeah, where we sit. Go ahead, Kate.
Passing it
this
around?
This could take forever.
Our own throw.
Shit.
Now we're going to get the...
It's Civil War rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully the ice cream doesn't melt.
Were there rules in the Civil War?
Civil War, the drinking game, not the war.
Oh, this is going to take forever.
That's all right. It'll be fun.
I heard some bad things about the Civil War.
I had leftover
fish bowls.
I
got with a bounce?
From the tank race, sure.
you have to drink two root beer floats.
So some of them are Snickers ice cream with like coffee.
Can we just take
some of them are plain root beer. Yeah, you could just take one.
No.
Here's straws.
All right. All right.
And then there's Japanese mochi rice wrapped ice cream and pink Mountain Dew.
Japanese mochi?
I guess.
Do you think that Kate, when your kids are of drinking age, you'll make fun cocktails for them at home so they don't have to go out before they turn 21.
Crazy story. On my 21st birthday, it's not that crazy. Like all my friends, like people traveled to come to my house to come pregame and hang out. And my parents were really strict about drinking. So everyone else was allowed to pregame, but I didn't turn 21 till midnight. So my parents didn't let me drink at my own pregame for my.
Come on now.
Yep.
Fuck them, folks.
So now you have to do it to kind of.
To make up for it. I have to,
Wet.
Ooh.
Brandon, let me get a shot.
A little too close.
I swear I wasn't coughing when I was making those. I did take a COVID test. It's negative.
Luckily, the root beer float isn't a time-sensitive drink.
I just missed.
Also, none of us took the vaccine, right?
No.
Huh. The old clot shot? Nah.
So Jersey Jerry's vaccine.
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to say something.
Was that an unprompted tweet?
Yeah.
So much funnier.
Okay.
The funniest part was someone commented and was like, "They're like, what about your grandma? Did she get the vaccine?" He was like, "Yeah, she's dead."
Yeah. So you do the math.
Right.
Yeah.
I hugged Rim twice, and I don't think it can go in.
This is a carnival game.
This is a carnival.
What has Jerry been up to? He's literally the face of NCAA wrestling.
No kidding.
Everyone's
are you pissed?
Out of the woodwork. No, I think it's great.
Yeah, it's great. He's a good personality for it.
That's everyone. That's
it went in
the only person they're talking about. Did you guys touch on the deep fake porn?
No,
I was talking
that's
about that.
Crazy.
Pretty fucked up, though.
Yeah.
And
the people defending that are kind of sick.
You think?
Yeah.
No way. You don't think that.
I do.
You're a liar.
Cut the cameras.
No, I thought the video was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Guy crying. Twitch streamer. Yeah. With his wife crying in the background.
Like, they're both crying like he just, like, I don't even.
He actually demanded to be on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you need to be.
Both of them just bawling their eyes out.
I don't think a lot of people know, but he, that guy Atrioc, lives with one of the girls that was on the site.
Oh, like, really?
They live in the same house. He lives with Ludwig, and he's dating this girl, Cutie, that was on that site.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, way more of, like, an issue in, for them, I guess.
Yeah. So how did he get, he got caught? I originally thought his wife just made him do that, but was it, they found, like, it
he
was on the side.
He was streaming, yeah. He switched tabs, and somebody, like, screenshotted, like, the single frame where he was switching tabs and zoomed in on all the tabs, and one of them was, like, a deepfake site. And then they went further and they DM'd the deepfake site for, like, proof of, like, what he was looking at.
Why would the deepfake site be like, yeah, he was fucking doing it, that scumbag?
Yeah.
You're the deepfake site.
Yeah.
The deepfake site has since apologized and shut the whole website down also.
We forgive you, deepfake site.
Deepfake sites have been around.
Yeah.
They were...
Yeah, what? Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, yeah,
Britney Spears?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a titular... She had her own, and then... So you can't look at that anymore.
Why? It's, like, frowned upon?
Well, apparently.
Well, it is an invasion. Imagine if there was a video of your face over a guy getting butt-fucked.
Yeah.
And it looks super hyper-real.
If I knew that existed of you, I...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
But it's very... Yeah.
Watch it every day and laugh.
Oh, shit.
I forget what flavors are which and what things are which.
Yeah, I remember, like, I didn't know what deepfake porn was, and I remember, like, when I first got, like, a phone, I would just look up a celebrity and then naked, and then it would come up with deepfakes, and I would be like, this is crazy. I'd be like, everyone's just fully naked online.
Back then, those celebrities were the only hot girls I knew of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know about porn.
No.
Celebrities were the only hot girls until when?
05?
No.
Oh, I think it was...
Like, 2014.
14?
Yeah, because our the social media was just localized until then.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, but
there was no
girls gone wild videos did like billions.
Yeah,
of
but those
of revenue.
But those were like in the celebrity status to me.
Those are canceled too.
Oh yeah, is that guy in jail?
Those should have been canceled. So. Those are crazy.
Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah,
I used to crank it to the commercials.
Yeah, I used to crank it to the Adam and Eve commercials in between South Park episodes. When I was, like,
I think
probably in seventh grade.
Yeah, the Ashley Madison
ads
on the radio, on Sirius XM, were so hot. Monogamy meets monotony. I can't.
Wait, can we listen to that? I want to. Beating off to a radio commercial.
Yeah, I also don't understand why anyone would jerk off to fake porn. Like it, I can't imagine that's, like, enjoyable.
Right.
Well, it's like when you're on...
That's one thing I can't imagine.
Yeah, I absolutely can't imagine it. But it's like when you're scrolling the old hub, and above it, it's, like, an ad for, like, Family Guy porn. And I'm like, who is clicking that? But people are clicking that.
Yeah, 100%.
That's more of a curiosity.
Yeah.
That's what that guy said, right? He said he was. He clicked on it because he was curious.
Yeah, but that was just a lot. Ads for it. They apparently he was paying for it.
Oh, God.
No, he wasn't curious. They messaged the deep fake site, and he was on there for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
He was. How was it, Brandon?
Delicious.
It's delicious, but so hard to drink.
The straws are a lot.
If you have it in your lap, it makes it.
Wait, what are the brown ones?
What's the pink ones? That's what
There's one root beer float that has chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. There's a coffee one with Snickers ice cream. There's a root beer one with Snickers ice cream. There's
coffee with Snickers.
A pink Mountain Dew with strawberry ice cream and a pink Mountain Dew with mochi ice cream.
These straws are crazy.
I know. Yeah. These were my original intention for the tank race. I thought we could sit around with these like a hookah or and then there's like a weird new Pepsi flavor one with like Nitro Pepsi Vanilla. And there's a
coffee thing.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just grabbed it. They had downstairs in Walgreens or whatever that is, the ice cream was locked. I had to get an attendant to unlock the ice cream.
Everything's locked in that motherfucker.
Right.
And I said, why? They said, but all the other food was not locked except for the ice cream. And she said it's like the highest theft thing in there. Not the highest, but like of the food section. Ice cream. Like whole big ass
boxes. That's a life I could live.
The people that work there have it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week you come in and there's just a cardboard over the door because someone exploded through the door.
Yeah.
Every single week.
Yeah.
Getting assigned to that.
They repair it, and then someone goes right through it the next night. It's crazy.
How and why, though?
Because they're breaking in.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Someone breaks in there once a week.
No, I thought they have like a metal thing in front of it. It goes down. I think people are just psychos, like just throwing their body through the glass.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we're pretty close to ground zero for psychos.
Yeah, this
not
is
ground zero, awful. Just ground zero for psychos.
This is delicious, though.
It's delicious, thank you, but it's tricky.
Yeah, right, you got the coffee one. It looks like
I think I did. No, I think it's chocolate.
Oh,
I got a coffee. I think mine is coffee with something else. Yeah, do you think that? Why do you think that ice cream's so stolen? Because it's so damn tasty? Because it's accessible? Because it's calorie rich?
Do you carry Maybe. Around a spoon? Do you steal a spoon?
That's what I mean.
Well?
Are you just licking it?
Yeah.
You barehanding coffee in the wintertime? I talked to Mr. Making Money about you.
Oh.
Oh, you got to chill with him?
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Loves KP.
You guys are best friends.
He tells me that in person, but is he keeps that energy with other people?
Oh, big time. He was listing off his favorite employees.
He doesn't adjust
the
rankings.
And he kept on adjusting the rankings, and you were always in it. Yeah. Crazy. He was showing me, like, long DM conversations.
What was his other rankings? Who were the other ones?
Weren't you.
I know. Who were the rest?
You like Tyler Miller?
Likes Tyler Miller a lot.
Like, him and Tyler put in, like, maybe a 17-hour shift the one day. Like, they were at the bar in the morning, and, like...
It was too love to burn.
Yeah, they were burning. But Mr. Making Money, for someone who loves to burn, very white teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Very white teeth. Mm. Really white teeth. But I think he said he stopped drinking coffee. He switched over to matcha. He grinds up matcha in the mornings. It was my first time meeting him. Sass, you ever met him?
I have, yeah. I met him at the company party last year. Good guy.
Oh, bro, he did not say the same about you.
Oh, really?
No, are you just bringing us all bad news?
No, I just brought KB really good news.
Yeah, but then you just turned on me and Sass.
I would be shocked if he said anything about me.
No, he liked you. But you weren't in his top five. I don't think you were in his top five. The only one I consistently remember being in all of his top fives was you.
There's no way I was in his top five. We talked for like 30 seconds.
That's all you need with Sassy.
Yeah, that's all you get. Unless you're paying.
You got 30 seconds to wow me.
You got 15.
And you get
seconds.
45 minutes.
I'm so distracted by this drink.
It's really good. It's a real treat. This is your sign to go out and make yourself float today.
Pretty blatant sign. It's pretty in your face.
I don't know.
It looks like he's going in.
Mr. Bowers has got a sweet tooth all the time.
Someone try the strawberry one.
You want the strawberry?
What was the strawberry? All I heard was some... It sounded like you said like sushi was in it or some shit.
Yeah, sushi.
That's
sushi
the one that had the mochi balls in it.
Oh,
mochi
balls.
I think.
Mochi balls. Sushi ball. I thought you said sushi balls for some reason.
Sushi ball. No, it's like...
I could go for some sushi balls.
It's like sweetened rice, something wrapped around ice cream. They're little balls.
I can get full off sushi.
I can too.
Oh, me too.
I don't know why there's this
more full.
I get full quicker off sushi.
It's a good full too. It's a healthy full.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like there's like a stigma that you don't get. Bro, the same exact shit happened to me. That's
how many rolls do you buy when you get sushi? I get two.
I got three, and
I get one big one, and then I get one small one.
I do that too. One special one and one just standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, sometimes I'll do a big one of standard, and then a special one of small.
Really?
I'll do like shrimp tempura.
Yeah.
Small.
Oh, I don't want shrimp tempura. Well, it just doesn't feel
crispy
like I'm
shrimp.
Having sushi. That shit
is the best so way. Good. It's the best way for me to have kids also eat the sushi if I have shrimp tempura in it.
We had a chicken tender sushi in Morgantown.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
That's what I like.
Is sushi healthy?
Fish.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The rice
when I eat sushi,
great.
I'm like,
the
I feel healthy.
Fine.
Oh yeah.
What's great?
Yeah, you feel incredibly healthy.
Yeah.
The everything's good. I mean, it's not good to have that much rice, but the rest of it is good. So, like sashimi, especially, is good for you. I once had six special rolls, and that was one of the last times I almost threw up from food.
Six?
It was.
Why'd you get six?
I went to like an all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink place, and then it's like you pay for what you don't eat, and
you're trying to
over-ordered.
Prove how Asian you are, or something. It's a lot of.
It was a lot. Yeah.
How much sake?
We'll take you to your table. No thanks. I'll sit on the floor.
quite a bit.
I've never been drunk off sake.
I think the only time I've ever had sake was with you.
Koreatown?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go to there. We used to go to Koreatown.
Let's go there all the time.
We should have a sake drinking show. No race. Just to see who if we can get drunk.
So we should just hire a hibachi chef.
Yeah, why don't we
That's
race
on my
time?
Ah.
That'd be awesome.
Hibachi's fun.
Yeah, it is. I've never caught the meat.
Oh,
really?
No.
Never caught the meat. I can't catch things in my mouth. Not good at it. Never learned.
Yeah, me too. They never even throw it to me because they know I'm not going to catch it.
They see you missing your straw.
Yeah.
Hey, this is not a joke. Aren't you really good at catching food in your mouth?
Yes.
You are. I've seen you do that before, right?
I know. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. I don't like to brag.
I don't get the logic behind it. I don't get how you know where your mouth is.
I can throw shit up like crazy high and catch it in my mouth.
Crazy that dogs are just so good at that. Right?
They use their mouth for a lot more things.
Yeah. You can throw your dog anything and they catch it in their mouth.
Also,
they can't catch shit with their hands, though.
If you got peanut butter stuck to you, I'm also.
What?
What?
I was saying I catch stuff in my mouth, and you're like, dogs are really good at that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Peanut butter, so.
That was a good rumor. When there, that was always a rumor in everyone's school.
Yeah, but every area had a specific person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it end up on them?
Because they probably did it.
Yeah, probably.
So, there was always a girl who did that with her dog. There was always a girl whose pussy ripped down to her asshole. There was always the starburst in the pussy. There was.
Wait, what? The starburst?
Jolly Rancher.
All white women at the house party where someone gets fucked in the ass and then shits everywhere.
That one, yes.
The guy who did
the Jolly
acid and turned into orange juice.
Yep.
What's the Jolly Rancher thing?
To put it in the pussy to have a more flavorful munch. And then
for a guy
steak,
to eat. Oh.
A herpes sack for a piece of candy and then bite it off.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I've heard that one.
I've only heard that from you.
Drilled that in our
heard
minds.
Heard that from you.
Ours was all the same girl.
Damn. Crazy high school experience.
Hmm.
Ooh, the herpes sack one is disgusting.
That's tough.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before that there was always like herpes rumors in high school too. Like, oh, they have herpes. Like, no, they fucked one person and that person was a virgin.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're dirty. Their pussy's loose.
Loose pussy. Yeah, that was a good one.
Loose.
I remember there would be like a girl that had sex once. Everyone would be like, yeah, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah.
All pussy's loose. I've never felt anything. Choose the left or the right wall to
run. Run your back on it like a bear. Yeah.
It's fun being a girl.
Yeah, people in high school are mean.
Yeah, they are.
So, cool. I guarantee every one of those ruined the girl's life.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Like, it ruined her. It probably gave her lasting psychological damage that she carries to this day. Kyle, you didn't like your...
The straw's tough.
I know. Those were the only straws I had. By the way, Booth, there's three for you.
There's three for Booth.
You're feeling squirrely.
Don't grab a crazy straw. Unless it's just
crazy.
Yeah,
just drink it right out of the bowl, I'd say.
Never tell.
It's nice drinking it out of the bowl, though. I finished mine.
It was really good. I finished mine, too. Very refreshing.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate. That was so nice of you.
We were all talking about it, but none of us sprung into action.
Not into my mind.
You're a great doer, and you also have great ideas.
Well, I like doing stuff, and this show gives me an excuse to do those things.
Right.
So
come up with
an
idea.
It's been pretty exciting.
Oh, yes.
Pretty exciting for me.
Fucking Stephen Che wearing a Tom Brady shirt today is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys talked about it on Pick Central.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you guys think?
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Did he announce? I guess I'll wait for Che to get back, but did Che also announced that he is quitting the TB12 diet as of now. It's over. He's retiring from the TB12 diet forever. No more. Oh, God. You okay?
Ooh.
What happened?
Got my webbing pinched.
What a way to say that.
Got my ass webbing pinched.
How long were you on TB12?
11 months. I think like March 7th. Or
so you lost almost a pound a month? That ain't worth it.
Yeah, was it worth it?
Just get the
flu. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or start smoking cigarettes.
I'm pretty much as lean as I'm going to be, like, without not eating. So, yeah, it was worth it.
That was the biggest failure of this show's history.
What are you talking about?
You did that so he would, like, have another chance at winning a Super Bowl, and he got washed in the first round of the playoffs after barely making it.
Yep, but I'm in great shape now.
It's awesome that you
are you in any better shape than you already were? I feel like
you've always been in pretty good shape.
You've always looked like this.
No, I've dropped fairly significant weight for me since last year. I mean, I went from 201.2 to 188 flat, which is like that's less than I weighed my.
You think walking on an incline on the treadmill could have given him the same result?
No, I could have gotten slightly better results if I did more cardio. My cardio wasn't great the past couple months. But, yeah, I'm happy with where I'm at. My goal was 185, so I didn't fully get there. But I'm happy I can
balloon back up now.
I'll probably get to 193-ish and hopefully stay around there. But, yeah, I was happy with it.
Hell yes, man. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. That sucks.
It's okay. I mean, honestly, I was probably more devastated when the season was over. Now it's like, all right, it's February 1st. We got a lot of time to evaluate draft prospects, go through all that stuff. So free agency, the draft. We'll see what's next. It's a new beginning, which is almost refreshing.
I can't wait for the draft.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome, man. Yeah. It's going to be dope.
We're going to do a big show this year, too.
Yeah. 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 It'll be great.
Big blowout.
I actually placed a bet yesterday that I heard an interesting tip. And it probably won't come true, but it's worth sprinkling a few bucks on. On one of the latest Move the Sticks podcasts, Daniel Jeremiah said that he talked to a plugged-in guy who was a GM, and he said he wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Richardson went one overall.
No, absolutely not. That can't happen.
He said at the end of the process, he's like, there are teams that have him rated above others, and there's a chance. And he's 100-1 right now.
I said nothing crazy. I said like 2 weeks ago that he'd be like a top 15 guy, and people laughed me out.
If you're going to take Richardson, you should instead put your money on Levis, because Levis is about to blow the combine out of the fucking water,
mm-hmm.
and he can't throw in a game, but in a combine in shorts, he's going to be 6'4", 230, and he's going to throw the ball 60 yards.
Yep. How come some people do the combine and some people don't?
Because some people feel like they got nothing to gain from
it. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
It's not bad they think they need it.
Enough good stuff on tape.
Yeah.
So it's fully optional?
I would say 95% of players do it, though.
Yeah, if you're like a top 10 guy, you probably don't have to if you're solidified at your position, but most guys are going to do it.
Let's think who's not going to do it this year.
I'm Brady.
I can see Bryce Young not doing it. Just look at my film. Because he's not going to be impressive in a combine.
Right, he's going to just look small.
Yeah. That pro day is probably going to
He's going to have small hands. Like, everything's going to be small about him.
Zach Wilson did the combine?
Yes.
That's where he shined, right?
Yeah. I thought his pro day is where he shined.
He did his pro day, too.
Okay.
A lot of quarterbacks like will not throw or something like that because they want more time with their specific positional coach to go over that.
He's been doing it for fucking 15 years.
Look at us talking sports.
I know. Can't you listen to the song?
No, but exciting thing. Somebody just tagged me on Twitter. I forgot it's my month on the calendar. It's the snail outside of Cole's month on the app calendar. So,
happy Kate month.
Shout out to everybody. Yeah. Oh. I love that that's up in someone's office right now.
It was January.
Cole's really got top billing.
They really did.
January was KB as Jesus on a casting couch.
Huh.
Huge thanks to Chelsea for reminding me of this. It's just a delight.
Well, you really.
And I'll say it. Look at that ass.
I've met a surprising number of girl yakkers on Twitter and in the wild.
I'm telling you, my DMs. I want Lady Yak merch. I picture like the Pink Ladies kind of jacket, but it says Lady Yak with like a sexy yak on it.
Or a fucking dildo.
Or just a big dildo. Just
yeah,
a big meaty.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're gonna start coming up with some stuff because our 500th YouTube episode I think is in March.
Oh,
which I think somebody at one point said we would do for 12 hours.
Yeah, so I think Big Cat said that.
We're gonna come up with something cool to sell to the people.
He's not on
I'm gonna sell something inconvenient. Like a
when in March?
Mid March.
I think it's like right before the tournament.
Do you think we could sell 100 yak dishwashers?
No,
dishwashers.
I think we could sell one.
I bet we could. That's the scary.
Greer would buy it.
Yeah, he would.
Cliff D. Martino.
Cliff D. Martino
would buy it.
Yep.
Oh, fucking Jinx would buy it.
Yeah.
Actually, we talked about merch the other day. Some cool ideas on the horizon. Stand by.
A tungsten lady yak statue.
Oh yeah. What about a tungsten shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a tungsten cube for women.
a hat
lighter
that has a really long tungsten brim.
Yeah, so Pilar actually sent me an email. She's meeting with long brim vendors, which have to be odd folk.
Yeah. Huh.
You've been definitely experimenting with brims, right? You had a short brim.
TJ got me the short brim, yeah. Joey Camasta took that from me. He looks great.
Mm-hmm. Didn't TJ get you the long brim, too?
TJ got me the real long brim.
Why are you trying to brim him?
He likes me.
Dressing him.
I figured he would appreciate that type of gift the most.
Sure did. Sure did.
I buy you stuff.
Again, on January 9th, you presented me my gift, which was a Santa Claus figurine.
I loved that.
You broke it. Y'all broke it.
I didn't break it. I had no part in breaking
it. Nobody broke it.
Thanks, Sass. I'll get you one.
Thank you. I would put that in my apartment.
You'll get him a Santa Claus figurine with Mississippi State on it.
Sounds like he appreciated it.
I did appreciate it.
I appreciated it, too. Shirt.
I love Mississippi State. I like getting gifts.
Still got to get you that shirt. I got Ron a hat, and he never wears it.
But that was to buy me out of other...
You really want to buy me something, buy me a crew neck.
You know what, Ron? You bought me a braided belt. And
Whoa.
What a chain of events.
What just happened?
I wear the braided belt every day. How did that happen?
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Why is my chair doing that?
You broke your chair.
You just broke the chair.
Which, oh, my God. It's collapsing.
Oh, dude. That is... You broke the chair, spilled the water, dog. You want some cartoon slapstick? Some live action shit. What are you doing?
Dude.
I was trying to kick over the root beer float.
Oh, man, I think the best part was how he just tried to steamroll through it like nothing happened.
Finish the sentence. Look at the Tommy John.
The whole wheel snapped off.
Look at that fabric Jesus. Belt. Look at that belt. BFW, big fat waist. Yuck. Who else sits in that chair? It's only him.
Really? Smitty sometimes. Or Smitty was sitting in it on Monday. Who was sitting in it yesterday?
He does pick Central. Marty sat in it today. It wasn't Marty. It's got to be me, right?
Hey, Steven, are you embarrassed about your TB12 diet? Snap. That must be embarrassing.
Who sits here during the bracket?
Me.
So it's me. Always me.
This is devastating.
I think sometimes it's not how much you weigh, but I think it's how hard you sit.
Yeah.
I think some people really sit
I sit hard?
I don't know.
Sitting differently today?
Well, there, I did sit hard because I leaned up. And
and when people really just plunge into the fucking couch.
No, Pat, we have a king size bed. Pat snapped all the ribs of it underneath. He flopped down on it, and now they're all like snapped on his side underneath.
Yeah, then you sink in.
Yeah, and then you sink
in. Get a new bed frame.
Right.
I did that once in high school. I gave a wrestling buddy a suplex off a mini trampoline onto my bed, and it broke the bed frame.
That had to be a cool moment, though.
Very cool until I heard the bed collapse. Yeah. And that was a very disgusting realization of what I was doing.
Yeah.
You got a little ice cream mouth, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a tasty float.
Me and Sass have a meeting at 2 o'clock.
Do. Firing day.
With Erica.
Me and Kyle just got out of hours. Been taking some long looks around. Ours was about Sass.
Yeah.
They told us to pick three people each that we wanted out.
Hey, are you guys going in together?
Yep.
I already
it's
have mine, but
podcast,
I kind of...
like.
Oh, okay.
Meeting, end of year meeting.
I have one separate. I think this is I don't know what this is. I think it's kind of like at the end of Mice and Men, where you kind of he sits the guy down and like he's like tells him like oh like go look out to like the pasture how beautiful it is, and they have his best friend who like has to shoot him in the back of the head.
This is gonna be a top 10 betrayal. You're gonna walk into the room. There's gonna be three seats and then one.
HR is supposed to be there.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Goodfellas when Tommy gets made.
Yeah.
Sass is dressed all nice. Hey, Ma, how do I look? And I shoot him in the back of the head. Or what, do they strangle Tommy?
No, they shoot him.
Oh, they shoot him.
Shoot him.
Shot him in the face. So they
couldn't have an open
casket. Yeah.
You did get the, hey, Ma, how do I look quote wrong, though. Mm. Kind of embarrassing.
What did it go? How did he say it?
Henry Hill says that.
I didn't even know it was an actual quote. I was just kind of doing more
the beginning of the
my
movie,
impression of
kid.
You as him.
Mm. Wrong.
Sass wouldn't have messed it up.
I wouldn't have messed it up.
That's why. Well,
I think he goes, "Where is everybody?"
Doesn't say anything.
I think he says something.
He says, "Oh no,
oh no." Oh, wow.
We pull it up. I think he says, where is it?
Oh, no.
He says, oh, no.
No way. They wouldn't have him say that.
Watch.
No.
You're about to get embarrassed.
Yeah, I will.
Try to do the same thing to my friend Adam.
This is like the high brothers.
That's
why we all over again.
We would never shit on each other like that.
He says, oh, no.
I'm not shitting, bro. I'm just.
Well, you were all.
I'm just trying to check my boys.
We're talking awful cocky.
I was. I was right about the hey, mom, how do I look part, though.
We would.
Cool. I'm cool going one for one.
We see
two.
Tommy one and one.
Mm. Well, I don't know much.
But I know I love Aaron Neville, yeah.
That may be all I need.
One of my favorite. It's one of my favorite scenes of Scrubs.
What?
Turk is in the elevator singing that song to himself.
Oh, really?
Into his voice recorder.
It's such a great song, when, especially when you see what Aaron Neville looks like.
Yeah, and that thing on his eye.
What the hell has he got on his eye?
Thing on his eye? He's got a thing on his eye. You know he has a thing on his eye. Don't make me call out the thing on his eye.
I was too blown away by the rest of his look.
I started Frasier last night.
That's a good decision.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be a Frasier head.
Well, did you see they're starting to record? They're starting it over. They're like doing new Frasier.
They're doing new Frasier?
They rewrote.
What the hell am I doing?
They wrote a whole new whatever, and they're starting.
This is what sucks about Bill Cosby raping those women. Because that we've gotten a new Full House, a new Night Court, a new Frasier. We're getting new everything. I would have had a new Cosby show. I would have had new Theo.
I don't think you want it.
Huh? I do.
Why?
Why? Because I want to see what Theo and Rudy are doing. Did Rudy marry Kenny? In my mind, she did. But I don't know.
New Fresh Prince. New That 70s Show.
A new everything.
Why are sitcom adult men always so rich?
Yeah, like rich enough that they can do.
Because we're supposed to.
Two and a Half Men. Their house is preposterous. It's on like a
Frasier's
bluff in
apartment
Malibu.
Is loco.
Well, Frasier's a psychiatrist,
but he's a radio
psychiatrist. Don't make that.
But he was a psychiatrist in Boston. I feel like that's where those people in Boston.
Seattle.
Those people in Boston sign up for that stupid shit.
All rich.
He was a doctor.
That's why King of Queens. That's how. That's all right.
You like Niles?
I like Niles.
Yeah.
I'm only on episode 4.
Love Roz.
What you're going to do is you're going to watch Frasier and you're going to love it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Then you're going to have to go back and watch Scrubs.
We're watching it. I've seen Scrubs a lot.
Cheers. Remember.
I think he might say nothing.
He says, oh no.
Sash, just let
it happen. I believe you, Brandon.
Oh no.
Ah, Brandon.
Yeah.
Shit.
What was this?
Scared the shit out of me.
Benny, what happened? Well,
he's gone.
I've actually never seen the movie.
He's gone. And,
we tried to do everything we could.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you know what I mean. He's gone. And we couldn't do nothing about it. That's it.
What do you mean?
I think that's.
He's gone.
I think
we got
it.
He's gone.
Let's finish it.
Let's just watch the rest of the movie.
It is such a good movie, from what I've heard.
See how they zoomed in there?
I only saw it for the first time like 2 years ago.
Really?
But I watched it a lot since.
Was there nothing we could do about it?
Very rewatchable movie.
Yeah.
It's a long movie. A lot happens. Yeah. I always forget about the whole, like, cocaine part.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot happens.
Are there any sports parts in that? Can you review that, or is that one you just can't touch?
I don't think I can touch that one.
Would you rate it as recrotchable?
It's very recrotchable.
Very recrotchable.
There's no sports.
But you could do Godfather 2, though. Doesn't Hyman Roth watch, like, football? He, like, goes to Hyman Roth's house, and he's watching football?
Oh, no, never seen it.
Are you allowed to watch Quidditch movies? my favorite genre of film.
Victor Crumb flicks. Biopics of Victor Crumb.
We're actually, me and Clem are actually in this room at 3 o'clock recording the first episode. We're going to go back and rebuild everything.
What movie is it about?
I can't tell you. Can't tell you. I'm sorry.
The first episode of what exactly?
The concept. The podcast formerly known as Chris Klemmer presents the Recrotchables, Two Nuts Talking Ball, a sports movie podcast featuring Brandon Walker.
Wait, it's not called that anymore?
No, it's going to be called something else.
Mm.
Tell me it's not Replay.
It's not. But Nick came up with the idea. So
with the name?
Ultimate Betrayal.
I came up with the name. But he came up with the idea that led to the name. Correct?
Yeah.
What's the idea?
Ultimate Betrayal.
We're going to be doing two movies per episode.
Mm-hmm.
One good, one shitty.
But they're always the same sport.
They're always the same.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Because like if I don't give a fuck about Sandlot, I'm not going to listen to the Sandlot.
If you saw my Twitter the other night, I had a scene from the movie Ed, which was Matt LeBlanc with a chimpanzee third baseman.
So that was the good baseball movie.
That was the bad one.
Yes.
It was the bad one.
So now we won't be able to talk about the show on this show.
We never talked about Friends. The women on Friends in the 90s did Office Space, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, Scream, and the men on Friends had the worst movies in the entire decade.
What was Phoebe doing, though?
Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Then Courtney Cox was on Scream. Jennifer Aniston did Office Space.
Well, I mean, let's face it. People watch Friends because those women were hot, not because the show was good, not because anybody was
funny. Early on, it was very, very fucking good, very funny, and Chandler Bing is an all-time character. It was very good for a while.
Who's been the most successful guy from Friends? Paul Rudd.
Wow. Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, yeah. Wasn't Brad Pitt dating Jennifer Aniston in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dog.
Was
that son of a bitch.
Favreau in it? Favreau was in it, wasn't he?
You think he's more successful than Brad Pitt?
No, but I'm saying successful guys.
I don't think you count Brad Pitt as a Friends cast member.
Nah, bro, that show sucked.
It didn't suck.
I liked it.
It didn't suck.
I actually watched a couple
seasons. First three seasons are fantastic. Yeah. Some of the first season episodes are classics.
The Leather Pants episode was great.
The prom video episode is incredible.
I walked in on Roan bent over laughing when Joey got the turkey stuck on him.
Fuck you, Nick.
The one where he whitens his teeth.
I don't know if that's all of
that. That one's
one.
Great.
The spray tan.
Poker episode.
Why aren't you guys saying any of the jokes, just the episodes?
Right.
There's a scene where he whitens his teeth. I forget what the guy's name is, but he whitens his teeth and then he goes over to some girl's house and she has like a blue light and he like smiles and his teeth are like radiating through the room. It's so funny.
Once a month I am
Fuck you, Roan.
Once a month, there's
good
this,
show.
There's this Twitter account in Brazil.
Oh yeah, I know.
And it once a month it says the world's most engaging journalists, pundits, and satirists on Twitter, and it always tags me, and I'm right above Greta Thunberg. it's an account in Brazil.
What's the account name?
Brazil Charlab.
Sounds like it's probably just a robot.
But world's most engaging journalists, pundits, and satirists. I am Steve Harvey. There's Greta Thunberg, and there's me.
Congrats.
That's a big deal.
I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, you're. It's definitely a robot.
I got to retweet the one that has me on there because it actually has 40. There's 43 tweets. The list is 43 tweets long.
I genuinely believe that nipples and Friends are fake.
No way.
Jennifer Aniston's nipples. No. Don't fucking do this.
I genuinely believe that they are fake.
You think Jennifer Aniston's nipples and Friends are fake?
Hear me out. She's wearing a padded bra.
Often she's not.
I think she is, brother.
Not every time.
I'm pretty sure that they're. Or I'm not pretty sure. I believe that they are.
But I'll say this. Like, it was that was filmed on a set, right?
Yeah.
And this sets are cold. Like, they're always very chilly.
They've talked about it in interviews afterwards. They didn't say
it
was
fake.
Why are
you doing this? Why are you going after Jennifer Aniston's 90s titties?
Because that show was based on them. It's like the same way as KB jerking off to the Girls Gone Wild
one of the greatest treasures we've been given.
Huh?
Jennifer Aniston's 90s titties are one of the greatest treasures we've been given as a country.
Yeah.
Does Phoebe get done for any of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked her, too.
I was a Cox man.
When I saw Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion was rated R, I was like, oh, is she dumping him out? she doesn't. I don't even know why it's rated R, too.
Couldn't be. Her deepfake stuff is crazy.
She's taking it.
Oh. No, I'm just playing around. Just fucking.
No, you're not, bro. That shit's not funny, bro.
Yeah, it's too far.
It's just fucking too far. Black History Month, though, y'all.
Yeah.
Why'd you say y'all?
It's Black History Month. Fuck.
What? Yeah, is that? Bro? Whoa, fuck! I got to pay rent.
You got to atone.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I got to pay reparations.
Did I pay my rent?
I don't. I don't want to be that guy that shares his dreams, but I actually had a yak dream last night. Can I briefly tell you the synopsis?
What happened?
We were all living in some type of like apartment community, and we were all pals. And then Brandon shot a bunch of people in a murderous event, and I was very sad as well as the rest of us. And then when we went to capture you, we did, and we were questioning you, and then Dr.
Oz?
Yeah, Oz showed up, And it was all a ruse, and it was all a joke on me. That was my dream. It was crazy.
Damn.
And the kids were alive, and you didn't kill them.
It was oh, it was joke. Kids.
Why did I kill kids?
They were like teenagers.
How'd you know I did it?
I saw you do it.
You were an accomplice, brother.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. It was like kind of a like a did courtyard you, we were all playing in.
Did you go back and tell everybody so that y'all came after me?
I think I like went to like get cover. I don't remember.
He but shot. How did he kill him?
With a gun.
Oh, damn.
An automatic weapon.
How many?
Oh my god.
Four.
Four?
Yeah. You need an automatic weapon for four?
I could take out more than four kids.
Barehanded.
There were four there, and they were your targets.
Oh.
But
so this was premeditated.
Che, I have four kids.
Oh, it wasn't your kids. Shit. It was like teenagers. They were all teenagers.
Okay.
I wonder if that means that you think that we're always trying to pull a fast one on you. And if it does mean that, I'm sorry, brother.
No, it was a thrilling dream. I was very happy at the end.
It was a whodunit.
No, it was Brandon. But
so it was thrilling because you found out that it in fact was just a ruse, and you enjoyed the ruse.
Yeah, when O showed up, I was like, wait, what? And then the kids were revealed. It was
practical jokes in your dreams. That's awesome.
That was his final trick.
John Quinones walks
murder.
Out.
I'm John Quinones. Why'd you just kill those four kids? Quinones is
holy
hilarious.
Shit, KB. That's got the exact same fit on.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you do. Head to toe.
I mean, like, no, he doesn't, does he?
I mean, his just says champion on it, but it's the same.
Oh, that's not mine.
It's the same.
They're matching.
What brand is that top?
Levi Strauss. Ah.
Shit.
Nice Jewish brand.
Hell nah.
They didn't invent the jean, but did they invent the rivet? I think they did.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe they invented the jean.
Well, what's a rivet? Excuse me.
I think it's the metal in the jean.
What was the point
fastener.
Of that?
Fastener.
What are you fastening to your jeans?
They're tougher.
Oh.
Do you guys have jeans that you put in the freezer?
What?
Apparently that's like a thing. I didn't know about it, with like expensive jeans.
Raw denim?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a pair of raw denim once. You don't wash them, and you wear them for your first few days, and when you take them off, they'll just stand up on their own.
Yeah.
Then it like morphs to your body.
And why do you put them in the freezer?
I never put mine in the freezer, but I think it might be a raw denim thing.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound pleasant to have on my legs or my crotch. Pete, you going to get me a new chair? I'm going to switch chairs with one of y'all when y'all leave.
Where is, oh yeah, he got fired.
Big Cat?
Yeah. He was let go. It wasn't a performance-based thing. Yeah, it was. He was too good.
Should me and Sass just hop on our meeting from in here?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Not let anyone know it's a meeting.
Is
and
it
then
2 o'clock?
Let
nervous.
Everyone know.
Sass, the meeting was like 35 seconds.
Yeah, maybe run out, do it, and then give us a full report.
Did Gaz join your meeting?
Yes.
From Vermont?
Yeah, he was in the nicest.
Oh,
log
that
cabin.
Makes it so much better. I didn't know he wasn't here.
No, he's not here.
Oh, Erica
perfect.
Is.
Perfect.
Erica is. That's
I just didn't know if me and Gaz were going to have to face off.
They're going to have to fist fight. No one believes in Sass less than Gaz.
Did you see on Token, Francis asked Erica if she were to be replaced or like name a successor at Barstool, if she had one in mind, and she said yes, and it was Gaz. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about a Gaz-run company?
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
It's like a Justin Trudeau-run country.
I welcome our new...
Holy shit.
Yeah. Canada's doing fine.
Holy fuck.
Right?
All right, we'll leave on that. Let's go.
All right. Let's
go. Happy February.
Yeah.
I'm going to take credit for that one, too.
TJ.
Thank you. I'm a little Sasquatch. good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Roan, we'll keep your seat warm. Sass, buddy.
The Bush Light Clash at the Coliseum returns to L.A. this Sunday, February 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. More than 20 of the best NASCAR Cup Series drivers in the world will compete on this quarter-mile track, which has been built in that Coliseum in less than 50 days. They did this last year. It was an awesome, awesome event. Slow down, Za. That was a big gulp. Huh. Kicking off NASCAR's 75th season, the Clash features a pre-race concert by Cypress Hill and a race break performance from Wiz Khalifa. Again, tune into The Clash this Sunday, February 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. NASCAR events are always big parties. They're big parties. They're big events. And L.A. is a great town for all sports events.
Hell yeah. I think if you're looking for like a bachelor party activity, I feel like you can't go wrong with a NASCAR
race. Yeah.
That also, works. That diamond logo for NASCAR, I don't know if that's just for the 75th, but that's sweet.
That is cool.
Tune into The Clash this Sunday, February 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Go NASCAR.
You want to pull that wheel up so we go ahead and get this drudgery over?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We still have one more ad.
Well, we'll get to that, but we could just do the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the wheel over with.
Hmm.
That's a good logo. There's this one logo that's been stuck in my head since high school. It's fake. It's not even for something. It was a fan-made logo for a fictional golf course called Spartan Golf. Best logo of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we see
where
it?
Did that come from? I mean, where is it? Is it on the internet now?
Yeah, it's on the internet now, but it's so awesome.
Okay.
That's all I can think about.
What's the...
It might be called Trojan Golf. I think it's Spartan Golf. Kate, are you spoiling it right now? Yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
That's a logo right there.
That's smart. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite logo ever.
Holy shit. It's like the whole face and everything. The really. Yeah.
Is there like superstars of logos?
Draplin. Aaron Draplin is the best logo.
Are they just graphic designers across the board, or are they called logoists?
He's a logo designer. He's probably a logo designer first and foremost, but he does like TED Talks. He's a really interesting guy. His talks are worth looking at.
Straplin?
Draplin, D-R-A-P-L-I-N.
Okay.
He's the best of the best. He did the NASA, 50th year or something logo. It was great.
Do you follow?
Yeah, he's the best.
Are there any brands that have overlap of the same designers?
Yeah, Draplin does a lot of brands. This is all his work. He's great.
Huh.
Cool guy.
Pablo Rochette, the artist creative director, he comes up with like the most creative like fucking shit I've ever seen. He's got 1.2 million followers.
Alternate universe, or you just is that your job, designing logos for companies?
That was my job once already. But yeah, I've done some cool ones.
So if you want to hire someone to do a logo, do you pay them first?
You have a rate. They'll have a rate, typically, and then you'll go back and forth, and it just, some people more expensive than others.
Hmm.
The girl that did the Citibank logo did it in the meeting for Citibank on, like, their notes paper and just sold it to them for, like, half a mil, probably a mil.
Geez. Sitting right there.
Yeah.
Just did it.
Is that profession gonna get killed by AI? You can AI generate a company logo now in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can. I don't know if it has like the same. You can tell when something's like thrown together, I think. I don't know. It's not my job anymore.
No, it isn't.
No.
What is your when people ask you what do you do at Barstool, do y'all answer it quickly?
I asked myself that the other day, and I realized no one ever asks me.
I don't know how you answer that question. I don't know how to answer it.
Well, if I don't say Barstool, like, what do you do? I'm just like, oh, I'm in sports media.
Okay, when y'all fill out something, maybe you're filling out an application for something, and it says job title, what do you put?
I just put media usually, which is vague.
I put
like
Barstool
anything.
Personality. I don't know what that means either.
Oh, I just put media.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would think I would say content creator, but that sounds,
podcast.
Fucking
sounds so
fucking
douchey. I know.
Yeah. All right.
That's at daycare pickup the other day, talking to a dad of one of my son's friends, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a pilot for Delta. What do you do?" And I was like,
"Same."
I had to fart into a microphone today. Thanks for flying everyone safely.
The bar by my apartment is like a first responders bar. So there's like EMTs and they're drinking after a rough day, and then I'm in there just like right next to them. I'm like, I feel you.
Yeah.
It's a rough day.
I know what you mean. I couldn't think of a TikTok this afternoon. Brutal.
My co-host broke a chair and I didn't have a single joke.
Is this a generator?
They just throw them together quickly.
Yeah, but these are kind of stinky.
Yeah, they stink.
Well, there might. Well, yeah.
Well, that one with an X was onto something.
That looks like a church.
Yeah, looks like
a logo designer,
logo.
Like maybe the Y could look like horns, you know?
Yeah. Huh.
It's going to
happen.
Spin that wheel.
Graphic designers, you can be comfortable for now.
Let's spin that wheel, TJ.
Clock's ticking.
All right.
We're dry.
All right.
We are in the dry.
love you.
Yeah, you do. Do the old High Noon ad.
High Noon Hard Seltzer is a hard seltzer made with real vodka, real juice, and sparkling water, not with malts like those other stinky-ass seltzers. They now have big cans.
Come on, man.
They now have big cans of peach and pineapple available. My favorite flavor is the peach. Okay, have
same
we,
here.
Yours is the peach?
Yeah, you've never asked me that before, but it is also the peach and the watermelon.
I also like the lime. The lime is very, very good.
Down the Jersey Shore, we get this rickety old house on the right. bay, yeah. sitting there with a big glass full of ice and a peach nooner, watching the boats
go
by.
Sea Isle City?
Sea Isle City.
It's a great vacation spot.
It really is. It's the best.
Yeah. Great we went to nooners. Cape May, Sea Isle City, and this year we went to Bradley Beach and Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant wasn't great. Only 100 calories, gluten-free, no added sugars. Their full-time flavors are pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, grapefruit, lime, peach, mango, passion fruit, and lemon. And their limited edition flavors that are available now in the tailgate pack are pear and cranberry. And in the pool pack is kiwi and guava.
Ooh, kiwi, I bet, is money.
Look for them on Drizzly or at your local convenience or liquor store, or visit highnoonspirits.com to find High Noon near you. Look at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who else has big cans, Brandon?
Yeah, who?
I'm over that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'd have to refresh my memory.
My wife is so goddamn excited to go to the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Get out of the house for 4 days, 5 days, however long she's staying out there.
Nice weather.
We check and see if our house is a trampoline, and if not, can you see if I can check a trampoline on the plane? Got to see her in action.
Do you know that, I don't know if y'all know this yet, in Chicago, near the office where I think we're going to be, there's a, like, right down the street, there's a trampoline park.
Oh, I had
no idea.
That's
the first thing I honed in on, too. Okay.
How do you guys know where? It's
right down the block.
I've told you where.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just know Chicago.
You know where?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I have zero idea of anything.
There's a trampoline park around the corner.
A block. Not even. It's like across the parking lot. There's a trampoline park. Yes, that's huge.
That'll get used a lot.
I think so.
Yeah. Although we will have, a basketball court and other pickleball court, maybe a lot of other stuff. So maybe a trampoline can work.
We're all going to be jacked and good at basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only way I'd start doing physical activity again is just shooting around.
We're all going to be so goddamn jacked.
We're going to be super ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what Chicago's known for.
We're gonna thin
really, really healthy they're people.
They're thin and healthy people.
We're going to get so much pussy, guys.
Nah. Shit's played.
Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. You still getting the rust off?
Yeah.
I don't like that shot. It makes him look lonely as fuck.
It does.
It's like the scene of Fresh Prince. God damn.
Wow.
This studio looks a lot bigger on screen. I can assure you it's
right.
That's usually the second thing people say when they're on when I have somebody come in to the office, like, this studio is way smaller than I thought.
Yeah.
The first thing is this place is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Well, it's not disgusting to you walk through it. Like, out here, it doesn't look disgusting.
Look at this right now, dude.
Sure, right now. But I'm saying if you're in that lobby, this place does not look disgusting.
Yes, it does.
No, it does.
There?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's a couple stains. I think mold is growing on.
I think that's why we're all sick.
This red one over here.
Yeah.
Forgot about mold.
Yeah. I got a mold test strip for my place because I was thinking.
People were telling me I might have mold.
You want one of my strips?
Ugh.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, I'll bring you one.
My high school had really bad mold, and kids, like, literally got taken out of school and just couldn't go back anymore because, they were allergic to whatever it was, and it, like,
scary.
Their whole, yeah. Not great. Not great.
I still want you to give a graduation speech 1 year.
At Coatesville? Yeah, I'm sure any day now, though.
Was it a thing where you got Jell-O molds if you moved into a new house from your neighbors, or is that a Rugrats thing?
I think that's just a TV thing.
I remember when the Carmichaels moved in across from the Pickles. They were bringing them Jell-O molds, and she made one for herself, the mother, Susie's mother. She went to Le Cordon Bleu, so she
I don't understand.
Really awesome Jell-O molds.
She was
I don't understand
bitch.
Why the one family's name is Pickle, which is kind of a joke cartoon name, and the others had normal names like Carmichael.
And Finster.
Finster, that's right. Remember there was on the phone with Dr. Lipschitz?
Dr. Lipschitz.
So the little redheaded.
Biggest lesbian on earth, Phil and Lil's mom.
Yes.
The little redheaded bitch. Yes. What was the bad, what was her name?
She wasn't redhead, but that's Angelica.
Angelica.
Is that a what is she?
Her doll was Cynthia.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hardly had any hair left, though.
Huh.
I called into the Kids' Choice Awards to vote for Rugrats' best show. And it was an automated Kenan and Kel that picked up. But I thought it was the real Kenan and Kel, so I voted for Kenan and Kel. And then Kenan and Kel won, and I
that's why they won. Yeah,
yeah. I was the deciding vote.
Can you tell me the family and details of all of those '90s Nickelodeon cartoons?
No, probably not.
Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
about
I
the,
love.
I know about
Doug. The episode where he gets the zit on his nose.
Yeah, it's
and
a doozy.
He pictures it much bigger, and it orders a pizza in front of everybody.
I remember he was mad at his dad because he got a football for his birthday. He wanted like a something way cooler.
Yeah.
Remember their next door neighbor were the Dinks.
Cat dog.
I just know Winslow the.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know the what was the gang of dogs that were in Cat Dog?
I don't know.
See, I don't remember any plot point from anything I used to watch.
I'm too old for all that.
I would watch Rugrats every day. Don't remember anything about it.
I bet you remember the mini golf episode.
No.
Oh, where they get the ice cream at the end?
There's that big ice cream thing, yep. And they crawled into it and like unstuffed the newspaper.
I remember the one where Tommy Pickles swallows a watermelon seed.
Like for like pickles.
I remember that.
Yeah. Do you remember the scary brother that he thought he was getting?
I've seen some scary brother.
Tommy Pickles, he had a nightmare of having a brother. And it was like a really big kid, and he was
vaguely.
It was very scary for television.
I remember Nickelodeon had on their website Rugrats Mini Golf that was awesome. And you won by going through the ice cream fountain at the end. You got a big thing of ice cream, and those are the days.
You got like free ice cream for life if you got a hole in one on it, but they had the hole stuffed so you couldn't get a hole in one.
I think I was 12 when Rugrats debuted. What year do you think it debuted? 91?
No, I think it's older.
You had to have been older.
It
93.
I was going to say 95.
Oh, Reptar, the big
Reptar
Godzilla.
On ice. 91. Holy shit, Brandon. Good call.
Wow.
Nice. I'm just on my shit today.
I remember I wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Awful theme song. Not good.
Ren and Stimpy?
No.
Oh, Rugrats.
Rugrats.
So when I was 17 or 18, my sister was whatever, 3 or 4, and one or two, and she watched Rugrats. That's the only exposure to it I ever had.
Mm-hmm. Movie's pretty sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets the watch from his grandpa.
Did you watch MASH growing up?
I'm a little too young for that.
Too young for
you know
MASH.
What I watched
too
a
old
ton
for
of
Rugrats.
Growing up?
Between MASH and Rugrats.
Nick at Night. So I watched a ton of like Lucy and Ethel and like
I watched Flipper,
I Dream
the
of
Dick
Genie.
Van Dyke show.
Flipper.
Yeah.
I watched a ton of that shit because that
Mr. Ed was
always
on there when
on
I was growing
reason.
Up. Yeah.
Like I remember watching a ton of Flipper for some reason, which was what, from 1954?
Yeah, it was the 60s, early 60s. We watched Mr. Ed slide into home, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things that ever happened in human history. Hollywood really used to lean on talking animals a lot more. Used to lean on animals a lot more, period.
We were talking about Ed.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of chimp movies.
There hasn't been a lot. Well, the 90s was the golden age of animals.
That was, yeah, it was, yeah, most valuable primate.
Yeah.
The last big one was what? Tungsten Checks In, right? Dunstan Checks In. The hotel.
I don't think chimpanzees are as in vogue as they were 30 years ago.
Were they new back then? Were they just?
Oh, Michael Jackson had one, and that was just the rage for a while, and then they were in every movie.
Dr. Jane Goodall was doing all that research. And
well, she
was like, oh,
I thought she was gorillas.
Well, potato, potato.
Because there was it was Mist. Gorillas in the Mist. That was the name of the movie.
Mm. Monkeys are big on TikTok now.
Are they?
Just like any video of a monkey or a gorilla doing anything.
Oh,
as it should be.
Yeah. Did you see that TikTok? The guy's like, this is one of the problems with like boating in Florida, and he's in the swamps of Florida. And the monkeys were cannonballing off the trees. And I said, wait, Florida?
There's no monkeys in Florida.
I swear to God, that's becoming a problem. There's monkeys in Florida.
But aren't there pythons down there, too, in the Everglades?
Can you Google, like,
Florida monkeys?
Wild monkeys, Florida? That's becoming a problem. And they cannonball off the trees, and they, like, hit people's boats and shit.
How'd they get there?
That's people releasing
them. Oh, okay,
them.
This is funny. I like them.
Oh, he farted.
So he can leave the room now.
900,000 likes.
Yeah, wow. That'll do.
Oh,
I want Dave to quote tweet that and just say hired. He's in Miami. We got to deal with that around the office. Damn it. He's not doing anything.
Yeah. He eventually moved to New Orleans.
Is this in Florida?
Well, this is a pit.
No. The one I saw, they're like in the middle
of nowhere.
I would love to
have one of those size monkeys as a pet.
And, but it's that kind
of
monkey. It's that kind of monkey that's like coming at boats and like taking over the Everglades and shit. It's wild.
Tiny monkeys are just funny.
No, Zah, you're anti, right? Didn't you say you hated them?
Yeah. Anti. They stole an apple.
This is
me.
The video I'm talking about. Look at this. Yeah, no fucking thank you.
They're having the time of their fucking life, those monkeys.
You're saying no to that? That rocks.
No.
That's awesome.
Picture you're floating in a
tube. Look how much fun they're having just jumping in the water.
It always comes back to tube floating with you.
That's saying.
If
Kay's telling
me to back up, I'm not going to.
I don't see the problem.
Or what a buzzkill if one of them slams into the side of your boat from a
truck. Just mating monkeys.
Something doesn't seem right about this. Why are there so many?
And in the comments, people are like, oh, yeah, these Florida monkeys, man, they're
that's
whatever.
Crazy.
Like, it's a thing.
I didn't know we had monkeys in
I had no idea until I saw this. And I started Googling.
You know what? Florida has a lot more than you think of? Bears.
What?
What?
Yeah. The only bears I've ever seen in my life were in Florida. In the wild.
You live in New Jersey.
North Jersey is filled with
bears. All I said was I haven't seen them.
Florida has bears.
I
you remember the bath salts story?
Yeah,
everyone just like joked about it for a while.
Yeah,
I finally like just like
the deep dive into
the
it?
Full story.
The guy who ate the face.
Yeah,
what is it
it's
worse
insane.
Than you think? Yeah,
it was just like a college frat kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a homeless
exactly.
Guy.
He was exhibiting like he was like weird mental health symptoms for a while. And he was acting real strange when they were out to eat with their family, and he kept leaving and coming back, and then he just left and did it.
And ate a guy's fucking
He just went to a random neighborhood.
How do you even do bath salts?
I don't know. You
don't
smoke
know
them, right?
Do
don't you smoke them?
I don't even know if that's what the cause was. They found it in his system, so it probably was, but he was acting strange for a while and then was in a state of psychosis. I think they're like still figuring out his case.
Huh. Holy shit.
He thought he was an animal.
Oh my God. And then
yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
Damn. What were you doing in Florida that you saw bears?
I lived in Florida for for 2 years. And from 2012 to 2014, I lived in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
They were by the beach?
So Eglin Air Force Base is
is
a gigantic Air Force base. It owns a whole lot of land right above the beach, and it's mostly wooded.
In what town?
This was Fort Walton Beach.
What's that bridge there?
So there's the Mid Bay Bridge,
yeah,
and then there's the Brooks Bridge,
yeah.
The Mid Bay Bridge goes from Niceville down to Destin. Mm-hmm. How did you know that?
Yeah. Destin's quite nice.
Destin's beautiful, but it's overrun now. Now all the people go to 30A.
There was a point in your life when you were the high school sports guy.
Uh-huh.
You would tweet about it nonstop.
That's
you
where would, I – in Florida, I was the sports editor of the local newspaper, and I covered high school sports.
Did you have fun with that? Did you put your own spin on it?
I loved it. I fucking loved it. If you could make an actual living doing that, I was making 30 grand. I couldn't support family on that, but I fucking loved it. I would do that.
You were just passionate
career.
About following it, or did you have your own style?
I got into sports writing to write about like pro sports and college sports, right? But that's not how it works. You get stuck, and I got stuck in small newspapers, and I was. But you follow the kids, and they go to college, and you follow them, and it's just great.
Did you get
awesome.
Like takes cool. off, like?
I would get takes off. Yeah,
you can't say any of them fucking suck.
Yeah, this
you
middle
do that.
Schooler
you can't
sucks.
Do that. But you build friendships and.
What was like one of your favorite stories to cover? Or athletes.
Well, shoot, I don't know. They had a local football team. The Niceville Eagles were always like in the state championship running, and it was just fun. They had a great student section. They had a great stadium. They had a great everything. It was just fun to and a lot of that's in the Panhandle of Florida, and it's really great high school football there.
Yeah,
really great. The best high school concession stand food in the country is in Milton, Florida. So if you're in Milton, check it out. They got steak on a stick that is just like at a restaurant. It's delicious. Not that you get steak on a stick at a restaurant.
Are the stadiums nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Fort Walton Beach has two stadiums. One is Steve Rick Stadium for Fort Walton Beach High School, and it's modern, has turf. But they also have Etheridge Stadium for Choctahatchee High School, which is old, and it's terrifying.
That's the Melissa Etheridge Stadium.
It's yes, come to my window.
Right.
And it's like 50 rows straight up in the air, and it's terrifying to be at the top of it. Yeah, fun stuff. Thank you for letting me
know. Look what Bethune-Cookman's working with.
Yeah, they're struggling.
What's going on?
I've been to a game, a high school game down in Daytona, too. I went to a Mainland high school game, high school of Vince Carter.
Do you know if any of the kids you covered are, like, in pro sports now?
Ryan Baker is a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh.
Or at least he was last year. I think he was with the Orioles. And I saw him have a game where he pitched 7 innings, 21 outs, and he struck out 19 people. And I didn't know if he was going to make it or not, but he pitches with the Baltimore Orioles now. I've seen a couple of pros. Yeah, it's fun to follow him all the way through up and.
Well, I remember in high school I played field hockey, but if you got a goal, it'd be in the local paper, you know, and it was thrilling to get your clippings.
Yeah,
get all your clippings.
Oh, it was
out.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the best.
Best.
The fucking nothing better. It's really peaked. That's when I peaked.
I was in the newspaper for a Harry Potter lookalike contest.
I was in the newspaper when I was in eighth grade because I wanted to be an archaeologist when I grew up, and so I went on a dig with a Mississippi State professor.
Did you find any bones?
No. We went on a dig like in my hometown, and I think we were just cleaning up somebody's property.
Yeah,
I think it was we said we were going on a dig, and we were just basically moving stuff for somebody. Yeah.
All kids wanted to be archaeologists, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to be a radio DJ and an archaeologist.
I wanted to be a hotel manager and a cartoonist.
Hotel manager?
Hotel manager was my job number one. I loved hotels as a kid.
Radio DJ was my number one.
Jumping back
radio DJ, paleontologist.
Yeah,
Why did radio DJ stick out so much? Just sitting in a room, listening to music, thought it seemed like the coolest thing ever?
Well, back then, those were like
you actually
the
DJ.
Kings of your town, yeah, those, really.
That,
the
that
morning
was
the show?
First famous person. Like that was my first idea of fame. I didn't know about, like, I just watched cartoons.
He sent me on a job shadow to a radio DJ when I was 14.
Yeah.
And I sat on the local morning show, and I was just terrified to speak. I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah, did we got assigned, like, random jobs to shadow for a day.
Did, yeah.
We got Darnell Foster, the meteorologist.
He's one of the best.
He's the best of the
best. Jeff Exline was damn near second running.
1A, 1B.
Max Laubhan exists, so you guys can fight for second place.
He's probably just a weatherman, not a meteorologist.
No, he's
talking about the
big boys.
He's actually
the chief meteorologist of WTVA. That's okay.
I did college radio. I was like a radio host at IUP at like the 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. shift, and I would always sleep through it and miss, and I've gotten a lot. But when I did make it, it was 5 a.m. to like 7 a.m. I called it Mannion in the Morning. No big deal. No one ever listened. Who would be listening to a college station at that time? But I was so nervous when I first started, like, my heart would pound through my chest, and I'd go to speak, and I'd panic, and I, like, worried that my songs weren't cool enough, and, like, I was so, my dad was the only one who would listen, and he, whatever.
Give me a sampling of the songs you would play.
Oh, my God. Well, I also borrowed, because you could burn CDs back then. I borrowed every CD in that catalog. I'm going to take it home. So I had, like, this massive collection of burned CDs.
Getting in the car with a freshly burned CD is a top five feeling in life.
Yep.
Nothing more.
We don't have it anymore.
I used to put so much thought into the track order.
Did you design the labels?
I didn't design the labels. I wrote in like punk rock handwriting. Like I would dot my eyes with like X's with a Sharpie.
Yep. I made so many mixed CDs. That was probably more why I was into it. But I turned out I was so nervous that I was like, I guess I don't want to be a radio DJ because I suck at this. I'm too afraid to speak. And look at me now.
You know.
Hey, yakking it up on there.
Yeah, you pretty much achieved it.
Totally.
What did you want to be, Kyle?
Architectural engineer.
What is that?
My parents saw me draw in a house one time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got really
into people who design architecture.
And look at you now. You're pretty much doing it.
Pretty much doing it, man.
The
building.
Foundation of the yak, some would say.
Wow. He is.
I kind of was. I remember, you know, I ran all the socials.
For the yak. Oh, my God, you did.
Yeah, I would just role play. You had no merch.
No, I remember you were just like, you want the login for the yak? And I was like, yeah. And I just tweeted, I'm horny.
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
Who
a coat.
We have a lot of people that run the socials now, that run the Yak Twitter account?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's become bigger than it once was.
They're very good at it.
We got a team.
They are good.
Whoever's doing it's damn good.
I assume Connor Griffin's probably part of that team. And
Connor,
Garrett,
Che during the show, Quiggs has it. Quiggs' guy DJ has it.
Huh.
Am I missing anybody?
DJ, do you have it?
I have it, yep. You want me to take some shit?
I'm going to pee my pants.
Oh, I have it.
I think we should probably go ahead and...
I have to pee so bad.
Okay, well, let's...
So bad.
We're at 2:30, so me and Clemmer got to record at 3, so... all right, you good?
Yeah, it's the yak.
All right, that's the yak. Big Cat's back tomorrow.
I'm on the dozen tonight. Go watch that shit.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.